We've asked Sister Sylvie. Sylvie's been in the Netherlands for a conference. She also visited the saints in Tennessee. So we believe there's some divine gold that's been put in our sister, and she'll share with us. So we'll do that. And after she shares, we'll go ahead and go to our different languages. One thing I wanted to mention about the Love Feast next week. So next week there will be a love feast.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Time to get blended together.
Amen.
Just want to encourage everybody. It's much better if the love feast has food.
Amen.
So just want to encourage you, even if you don't have the habit of normally bringing food, just look to the Lord that you can bring a dish for others.
Yeah. Amen.
So that we would have a rich time of feasting together.
Amen.
And then I know Glenn has an announcement.
Praise the Lord, we have training coming up.
Amen.
We all need to be trained.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for training.
Amen.
Today is the last day to pay for Anaheim for live training without a penalty. So if you are ready, you have registered online and you have a check, you can get that to me or put it in the box. Either way, the penalty if you don't pay for it today is $50, so the total would be $255 for Anaheim. The price of cast is $105, and we still have plenty of time to register for that. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Fellowship, right? And I asked them about their experience in
2015 to Knoxville, and at that time there was not too many saints. But soon after that, the Lord added a campus team, so full-timers. There are currently 6 full-timers in Knoxville, mostly working on campus. And then the Lord currently has added to them 30, they're currently taking care of 30 college students. But I was really impressed with something else. I was impressed with their determination in Knoxville to build up the homes, to build up the family units,
Amen.
To build up the unit of salvation,
Amen.
For several reasons. First of all, to have a proper healthy container for these new ones. Also for everyone to be exercised and enter into the service and the service of the church and the functions, right?
Amen.
But also, it's so that in the homes, all the ages can be taken care of.
Amen.
From the little one to the older one.
Amen.
I was really impressed, and they said that that is actually their focus.
Amen.
More than the campus.
Amen.
Their focus is to build up the home,
Amen.
As units of salvation,
Amen.
Meaning specifically to encourage and help the saints to enjoy the Lord together.
Amen.
Kids and parents,
Amen.
All ages, to have Christ at the center of their home.
Amen.
When Christ is the center of their home, there is a container, a healthy container.
Amen.
Praise the Lord permanently.
Amen.
To reach your neighbor, to reach community,
Amen.
But to have the college students over.
Amen.
Really that impressed me very much. praise the Lord. Building up the family unit. I really enjoy that. Praise the Lord. Let's see. I wrote a lot of things, but so they said the need, we need to build up the healthy families. Oh yeah, and also the view for that is because they noticed, I guess a lot of us have noticed maybe, that our young generation, the church kids, a lot of them go. A lot of them won't stop meeting for a while. So they're kind of a lab, kind of like an experiment, that through the labor in the family unit, the church kids would remain. Would be, I don't want to say too much already enough, but the home where they live would also be the church where they are.
Amen.
You see what I mean? It's not two living, it's one.
Amen.
Home is the church life.
Amen.
So that's kind of what they're really laboring on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Then last week I went to Europe, to Barlo, which is a place in the Netherlands, which is very close to Germany. So, and this is because there is an international conference every year in October there. You could call it continental because all of the saints in Europe are invited. Prior to that conference is the Itero, a brother's time, and they go over the last Itero, which was in Addis Ababa, the one that was in Africa.
Amen.
So Lord Jesus, when I went, my goal was just to enjoy Christ and to enjoy the saints as Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So in this time, let's see, where do I go next? in this time in Barlo, maybe just a few numbers, the estimate was about 800 saints from everywhere, all over Europe. I know there were 8 languages being translated, but I don't know how many countries were represented. They did not give us that information. This conference happens on a regular weekend. It's not a holiday. Some saints cannot make it because it's too short. But still, it's one of the largest, London in April, some of the largest gathering of saints in Europe. It's very encouraging. My experience, honestly, if I was not jet lagged or my body was not around, is that I was in the heavenly Jerusalem. There was so much enjoyment from morning to evening. The saints were exercised, the saints were praising.
Amen.
When we ate around the table, you just sit next to somebody you don't know, you don't even speak the same language, but you know what, you manage to fellowship, and there is exaltation.
Amen.
And joy. Taking your food with exaltation.
Amen.
It's really wonderful. You do manage to find somebody you can translate, and it's just wonderful. And you hear the experience brothers, one brother from South Korea, who is serving, one brother from Iran, an 18-year-old who got saved and came to the church, and a young German brother, a young working brother. And so we were fellowshipping in English and German in the car. Dusseldorf is only 45 minutes from the Netherlands, just so you know. It's just next door. Europe is like that, right? So, much fellowship, much enjoyment in my hospitality. I was in a mobile home with two sisters who were Chinese. They didn't speak English, they didn't speak Spanish. I didn't speak Chinese. So we spoke Hebrew. We just went, amen, hallelujah. That's all we could do. But you know, in the morning, get up at 7 o'clock and the faces are shining.
Amen.
The fellowship in the messages was on the living of the one new man.
Amen.
And I was really impressed that the brothers wanted to impress us with the matter of the practical existence. The new man is a practical existence.
Amen.
And it's something we live in our daily life.
Amen.
The other thing I enjoyed is that the new man has been created.
Amen.
It's been done. We really don't have to try or to thrive. We put on. Put on the old man. Put on the new man. And we do that by letting the Lord make his home in our hearts through faith. So praise the Lord. Another thing they said, kind of the last word of the conference was, the time is now. The time is now, meaning brother was sharing how 50 years ago, brotherly shared this matter of the one new man to his body, to the body of Christ. But the brother shared the body was not ready. It was just not ready. It was not received with that kind of hunger and readiness.
Amen.
He said, but today, the body is ready.
Amen.
We are ready. The body, the saints are eager and ready to enter into the experience of the one new man.
Amen.
And we do that by putting on the old man and putting on the new man.
Amen.
And then maybe I'll just finish with this. Practically speaking, what is to put off the old man? It's a command. But practically speaking, it means, okay, it's the same as, what's the word? Letting go the former manner of life, right? The former manner of life is not, I did something in the past, and I don't do it anymore. Like, you know, before I was saved, I used to go dancing. That was my thing. Okay, now I don't do that anymore. But that's not what this means. The former manner of life is really the old man. It's who I am in my old man.
Yeah.
It's the way I live, in my home, in my job, in my daily living. That's, if I'm in my old man, that is the former manner of life.
Amen.
And we need to put it off. we need to put it off.
Amen.
So the brother said there are fourfold frustration to taking the new man. And that fourfold frustration, which we need to be aware of and mindful, is our natural man.
Amen.
By birth, who we are.
Amen.
If we live by that, we're frustrating the new man.
Amen.
Our culture, our education,
amen,
our philosophy,
amen,
Eastern, Western, what we believe, what we were educated, how we were educated, that is the old man.
Amen.
That is a frustration.
Yes.
Amen. Religion.
Amen.
Acting like God.
Right.
We think we know how to act, to look like God. And that is also a frustration to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We just need Christ to make his home in our heart through faith.
Amen.
And in this way, he becomes our person and our personality.
Amen.
We love what he loves. We decide because he decides in us. So, amen. Amen.
So saints, we'll go to our languages.
Amen.
Oh, what about
by our brother,
amen.
He just had a stroke.
Amen.
What?
5 days ago.
Amen.
He's out of the hospital. Right now he's in the recovery rehab. And CMT might lose his left eye, but our brother is strong.
Amen.
He wants to stand up and
amen,
try to be independent.
Amen.
But he said, now I need all the help
amen
I can.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Chuck out of this, Lord.
Amen.
You're in the great position.
Amen.
Lord, be his grace.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen his faith.
Amen.
And Saints, we'll go ahead. I would just encourage you, if you're in the fourth row, to come forward, wherever you might be. So if you're in the fourth row, we just encourage you to come forward. And this week, we're in the cleansing of the leprosy. Before we do that, how about we have, in the past weeks, we've had some share anything they've enjoyed.
Anything.
Yeah. So how about just to get us back in the, how about first we'll have some time for anybody to stand up and share anything they enjoyed, and then when we finish that, we'll go ahead.
Amen.
Hebrews, okay, and then the matter of eating and being recovered from death, and on into this week about our drawing of Christ to be healed, to be the priest for the healing of the leprosy. One little thing I really enjoyed is that in Hebrews we see the fulfillment of the Christ that's revealed in the book of Leviticus. You know, the book of Leviticus is a wonderful book that reveals to us a lot of the details of who Christ is to us as the serving ones, as the as the serving priests of the gospel. But the book of Leviticus has a lot of types, especially related to the death of Christ and related to the offerings and related to the experiences of Christ in the tabernacle. But our Christ is so great and so much, we need the book of Hebrews to both fulfill that and to exceed. The Christ who's revealed in the book of Hebrews is such a heavenly, transcendent, wonderful Christ. He's superior. He's superior to Aaron. He's superior. He's the real Melchizedek. He's so many wonderful things to us. There is no way that such a wonderful Christ could ever be fully conveyed to us by just the types and the figures. We need the book of Hebrews. The main thing that I have enjoyed for the book of Hebrews is that Christ is really the pioneer. He is the one who has cut through. You know, he's passed through death. He's entered into death. He has come up into resurrection. He has passed through the heavens.
Amen.
And he's an anchor there for us. Amen. In the heavenly holy of holies. He is our captain of salvation. He's not just the author of our faith. He's the finisher of our faith. Right?
Amen.
He is everything we need for God to bring all the sons into glory.
Amen.
He is the beginning of our experience in God's economy, and he is the consummator. He's the guarantee. He's the guarantee.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we just, even I would say every day, we have to tell the Lord, I can't make it,
Amen.
Right? But Christ is the guarantee. He's the captain, and he's the author. He is the finisher of
Amen.
Our day. So I really enjoyed that. And then the connection for this week, I realized, you know, the eating in Leviticus, this manner of eating, is interpreted in the book of Acts largely by the kind of people that we contact. We as people, we are very affected by everybody that we contact and have fellowship with. And so as we contact people, if we contact people that chew the cud, that are just chewing on the word, we have fellowship, and that fellowship feeds us, and we're led into life.
Amen.
But if we don't contact, if we have contact with the wrong kind of people, and people who aren't this kind of way, eventually we can be brought into death. And death is something that God hates more than any other thing. But Christ is our life. He is the resurrection life. He has dealt with death. He has dealt with the prince of death, Satan. He destroyed death.
Amen.
He destroyed the devil.
Amen.
And so we don't have to be afraid of death, because we have this Christ who is so living and so able to swallow death and bring us into his resurrection.
Amen.
And so this week on the matter of leprosy, leprosy in a sense is very much related to this again. What kind of people do we contact, right? We are all cleansed lepers. We're all in the house of Simon. We're that Pharisee who was trying to be so good. But this something broke out of us. Something ugly. The ugliness of sin broke out of our flesh. And we need the Lord Jesus to come and heal us in our sinful, rebellious condition. And he can do it. And he is all the offerings that we need to experience to be freed from this. And so this is my little three skipping stones. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And what I have enjoyed in this week is that Christ is, there's a lot of Christ here.
Amen.
You know, a lot of Christ for us to experience to be freed from leprosy.
Amen.
And there's a lot of Christ also for us as the serving ones, for us how to dispense life, the sin-freeing life, to saints who experience leprosy. And even there's a lot of Christ to be experienced here for us in the church life. If a church becomes contaminated with leprosy, there's so much Christ is adequate for us as serving ones, even to take care of that.
Amen.
Anyway, I'm just enjoying Christ. Praise the Lord. That's my introduction. And so Amen. Hallelujah.
How about we do something different? How about after I share, how about in addition to doing Leviticus, if you're reminded of something that you really enjoyed this week, it's not Leviticus, you can still share it.
Amen.
Amen. Just because we're short on time. So this week, if you're here and you haven't been here before, we've been in the book of Leviticus. And so this week we're on chapters 13 and 14. And it's on the cleansing of leprosy.
Amen.
Okay. So I guess the first question is, probably not too many of us know many lepers, I assume. So what is leprosy? Leprosy is something, it's a disease, a bacterial disease, and it's been around for thousands of years. And for thousands of years, there was no cure. There is, I understand, a cure today, although there's still a lot of lepers in the world. And this disease, you would get patches or blotches on your skin. And what would happen with these blotches, you'd lose the sense of feeling. And eventually, what would happen in the arms and legs, you'd lose total feeling so that you could injure yourself or, you know, get infections, whatever. And so the lepers are commonly deformed. They lose their hands, their limbs, and they're deformed. And a leper does not look too pretty. So that's what it is. So you'd listen to this, okay, why am I even caring about this? Why do I care about this? I don't have leprosy. You know, I'll just go to sleep on this portion, and it doesn't have to do with me at all. But I think today we can all see this section has a lot to do with us.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So maybe what we can do is read Roman numeral 1. How about we just all read it together?
Leprosy signifies the serious sin issuing from within man, such as willful sin, presumptuous sin, and opposing God with determination.
Amen.
Well, that sounds pretty bad. Why don't we just go ahead and read B and then read C.
In the biblical sense, sin is rebellion. Thus, leprosy signifies sin. The first case of sin in the Bible was Satan's rebellion against God. And sin as rebellion was invented, inaugurated by the rebellious archangel Lucifer.
So, 1 John 3:4 says, sin is lawlessness.
Amen.
What is lawlessness? Lawlessness is to have no rule. And what it is actually, that means that you're a rebellion.
Amen.
So the first thing we need to see that sin is lawlessness. And then leprosy, what does it really represent? It represents sin.
Amen. Okay?
And you know, we are all lepers.
Amen.
We're all sinful. Right. So this word has a lot to do with us. But hallelujah. God ordained a procedure.
Amen.
You know, for thousands of years, there was no cure. But God has ordained a procedure as a cure for us.
Amen.
And a way to be cleansed.
Amen.
How about we just read, we're going to read four verses. And they're on days 2 and 3 if you don't have your Bible. And it's Leviticus 14, 4 through 7.
Amen.
And when you get it, we'll just read it.
Then the priest shall command that two living clean birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet strands, and hyssop be taken for the one who is to be cleansed. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be slaughtered in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet strands, and shall give them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was slaughtered over the running water. And he shall sprinkle it on the one who is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean. And he shall let the living bird go into the open field.
Maybe you didn't know what leprosy was. Maybe you didn't realize a leper. Now you look at the cure and go, what is this? But, you know, the wonderful thing, in the Bible, No words are wasted. This is full of meaning. So what do you have here? You have two clean birds, okay? And you have an earthen pot, and you have running water. So you take the one bird and you slay it over running water. And then you have cedar wood, and you have hyssop, and you have scarlet strands, and you wrap these all together. So first of all, the bird killed over running water. What does that mean? Yeah. But you realize the running water signifies the spirit. In fact, that word just really means living. Not only running, but living. So here, that means in Christ's death, there was the matter of the Spirit.
Amen.
But you know, you can imagine this. You take the living bird then, along with the strands, the cedar wood, and then the scar, and you dip it in what? The blood of the dead bird, right? And then you take this bird, and then you send it off into the field. I mean, I just really appreciated this time. The wood always in the Bible signifies humanity. You know, we're very wooden. And you know, but this is a certain kind of humanity, typifies Christ's humanity. And I really enjoyed hyssop. You know what hyssop is? Hyssop's a very small plant. And you know, it's not a great tree. And I appreciate it. You know, we read the part about Lucifer wanting to be great like God. But this, to cleanse you from leprosy, the sin of rebellion, it's a very small plant.
Right.
Oh, my Christ is so small.
Amen.
Amen. So I appreciate you take this and you take scarlet strands. And that's a picture of Christ, the kingliness of Christ. So I appreciate in Christ's death, there's kingliness.
Amen.
And so if you can imagine this picture, you take this live bird and you dip them in this blood with the strands, with the cedar wood. And I appreciate it. So when you're ready to send out that bird, what does it look like? That bird is red. At least a portion of the bird is red. And that means but that's not just red as the crucifixion of Christ. That's also the humanity of Christ.
Amen.
That's also the lowliness of Christ.
Amen.
That's the kingliness of Christ.
Amen.
And then this bird is let go into the field with the red feathers flying off. And I picture, I just enjoy, what a picture of freedom in Christ.
Amen.
And you know, this is a shame to the enemy, because the most the enemy can throw at you is this ugly sin of rebellion against God.
Right.
But God doesn't just cleanse the leper, but he puts his humanity.
Amen.
He puts his crucifixion.
Right.
He puts his resurrection.
Amen.
All pictured by a flying bird, free, flying into a field.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
What a picture. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We're cleansed lepers.
Amen.
And then just the last thing is we need to, but that's not all, we need to maintain, we need to continue our washing. And what we need to do is we need to take a razor. We have a growth that comes out of us. And this is, the growth is our honor, our beauty, all the things. We need to take and shave that away. And that's a picture of the cross. And I just appreciate the last thing to take away with this is that we need to have a detailed, a very thorough, detailed confession to our Lord.
Amen.
And allow this flying bird to really have a place in us so we could be free as he is. So that means this would be for our experience.
Amen.
So maybe with this we could have sharing, and you can share from Leviticus, which is wonderful, or you can share on something else that you're touched about. And why don't we try and stay under 90 seconds.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this types that are here, right? I remember the first time I read this, I'm like, I'm so glad we live in the New Testament. I don't want to keep any of this. types that are here, the two birds, right, like our brother Paul explained, these are just wonderful, especially the one that died and the one that let loose.
Amen.
And then the one who's being cleaned, he's not really released yet. He has to do some things, and that's for us also. He has to take this razor. He has to shave off all his hair.
Yeah.
If you ask me to shave off my eyebrows, I'm going to say no. I don't want to shave off any of my hair. But these all signify something, right?
Yeah.
The eyebrows are the human brute beauty, right?
Yeah.
And the hair is the glory, and the beard is the honor, and the hair all over the rest of the body is our strength, right?
Yeah. Amen.
And we need to allow all these natural things to be passed over by the cross, right?
Amen.
The cross has to cross out all of these things that are on us naturally.
Amen.
And get rid of them, right?
Amen.
Right. The leprosy within us is the satanic nature that we inherited from our forefathers, right?
Amen.
We inherited this, and it's one with us. I just praise the Lord, you know, for the vision that he gives us in the ministry, right? The Antichrist is anti of everything God is. He is trying to rebel. He is rebelling with a determined way against the throne of God.
Amen.
And that determination to rebel against the throne is within us. And it's a leprosy. But we just need to identify with the dead bird.
Amen.
And the cross, and to be released into the field.
Amen.
So that we could soar above these things and rejoice in what God has done for us, right?
Amen.
We have been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
And we're the one who, we now have the one within us, the living one who lowered himself, right?
Amen.
We enjoyed some verses this morning, right? Christ did not consider equality with God a treasure to be grasped,
Amen.
Right? But he lowered himself. And
Amen.
This evil one, Satan, he was trying to put his throne above the throne of God. He wanted to be above everything else, but Christ, he's the lowly one, right? He's
Amen.
The hyssop, right? He's the hyssop that came and died for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we can be cleansed, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the Spirit, the eternal Spirit that applies all of this to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Typical.
want more of Jesus.
Amen.
So we have to give him more of us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just appreciate that on the cross, the Lord Jesus was shaved.
Yeah.
And he was shaved so close that he never needs to shave again.
Amen.
That's an eternal death, resurrection, ascension, and descension. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now we have that within us.
Amen.
Unfortunately for us, we need to come again and again and again.
Yeah.
Because it keeps growing.
Right.
We need to get rid of the natural man by shaving him off.
Amen.
By taking the cross, by living Christ, eating him, drinking him, and so forth.
Amen.
So I just praise the Lord once for all on the Lord's side, but for us,
right,
day by day.
Amen.
Amen.
Admit that during the course of the week I was getting into the wrong week of the morning revival.
Hallelujah.
Last week when the new books were available, I started reading the first week out of the new book, but I was able to kind of get caught up to speed in a sense. But during the course of the week, one of the verses that I came across that I was enjoying was Ephesians 5:27, that he might present the church to himself glorious,
amen,
not having spot or wrinkle or any such things,
amen,
but that she would be holy and without blemish.
Amen.
Now, there's a couple different words in this verse that have meaning, spot, blemish, wrinkle. During the course of the week, I was appreciating that, God is after a bride, being adorned and being presented without blemish or spot. And when there's blemish or spot, that means that there's a mixture.
Yeah.
So the Lord is after a bride that's according to him, that's with his very life, without mixture.
Yeah.
So there should just be the purity of the life of Christ in this bride. Obviously, as the church, we're being built up corporately as the corporate bride for Christ. So the Lord is after, this bride that is without mixture,
amen,
and without blemish. Otherwise, the blemish comes out, you see on the skin, as far as, there's being a mixture, there's not purity. So I just appreciate also going through this week, with leprosy, there's a disease, a sinfulness within, and it's being brought out, in ugliness.
Yeah.
We can see it's ugliness. So I appreciate that, to start off the week where we're being cleansed, individually, where we're all sinful, we're all, have leprosy. But towards the end of the week, it was focusing on the church and that the leprosy is taken care of and it's not spreading. And
amen,
by doing that, we just have to go to this perfected Christ and relying on Christ, for redemption and cleansing us and the matter of shaving the hair off and going to the cross. Anything of our natural self is ugliness, is going to create a blemish in this bride that's being built
right,
up.
Right.
So I just appreciate that, we continually have to, go to the cross and our natural man has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Amen.
And yes, so I just really appreciate that.
Amen.
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 Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
In this chapter, I was thinking it deals with leprosy, and I thought, boy, this is kind of, who wants to talk about leprosy? But then on the other hand, I thought there's something so wonderful because the Lord's salvation deals with the problem, takes care of it.
Right.
On the outline, on page 368, it says, the things recorded in Leviticus 14:6-7 signifies that the Lord's perfect redemption not only causes man to be cleansed objectively in his position, but also causes man to experience subjectively in the Holy Spirit the Lord's suffering in the shedding of his blood, in his honorable, uplifted, and yet lowly humanity, and to experience his death, resurrection, ascension, glorification. So I enjoyed that on the one hand, we're all rebellious, because he says rebellious is sin, all the examples he gave earlier in the outline. And so I realized that I'm just rebellious. I'm spiritually speaking, we got leprosy.
But we need somebody to solve our leprosy.
Amen.
Who does that? Nothing. No one else except for the Lord himself.
Amen.
So I enjoyed to go along with that as day four of the verses go along with this. He says in Hebrews 9:14, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, I like this word, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
Amen.
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
So I enjoy this cleansing, just like the cleansing due to heal the leprosy.
Amen.
So I just enjoyed that. On the one hand, we see the negative aspects of leprosy. We need to see that we're leprous. We're rebellious. But, hallelujah,
amen.
We have the antidote.
Amen.
We have the Lord himself as the one who can cleanse us from our leprosy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really quite enjoy how Brother Paul showed us the picture of how the cleansing of a leprosy. Here this week, I enjoyed in day two, the first paragraph, it says that the matter of the cleansing of the leper is the all-inclusive salvation God has prepared and accomplished for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Here we see Christ, who is all-inclusive. He has the blood, the spirit, and everything we need to be cleansed.
Amen.
In him, we have rich, complete, and extensive provision for God's salvation.
Amen.
All we need to know this cleansing and this salvation and experience it in full.
Amen.
From that picture, I really enjoy that there is a running water.
Amen.
And like from the verse that you mentioned, brother, in Hebrews 9:14, the Lord, when the bird was slaughtered, it was over the running water.
Right.
And it's a picture of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And in Hebrew, the Lord said when he was on the cross, he offered himself through the eternal spirit.
Amen.
So I just enjoy that. Wow. The effectiveness of what the Lord has done is something through the eternal spirit.
Amen.
Which means that the effectiveness is something eternal.
Amen.
So if we, as lepers, as sinners, we have the Lord who is offered himself through the eternal spirit.
Amen.
The significance that, you know, like, the sins that we have in the past, the sins that we have today, and the sins in the future, we're all cleansed by the Lord because he offered it through the eternal spirit.
Amen.
And then the other thing that I enjoy is that all this thing, the wood, the live birds, and the strands, they were all dipped together in the blood.
Amen.
In the blood of the thing. I enjoy that. This is how this blood is being sprinkled, becomes part of us. It becomes what the Lord has accomplished has connection within us.
Amen.
By the sprinkling of the blood.
Amen.
So praise the Lord that the Lord has a marvelous cleansing, and it says here he has complete, rich, and extensive provision. He has to go through the extensive provision just to cleanse us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I have a joy this week. There's a portion of day six that I have been thinking about. All of us here gathered together are what? What are we?
Saints.
We're saints. Yes. A few people have mentioned, a few brothers and sisters have mentioned this morning, we're all lepers.
Yeah.
We're all sinners, right?
Yeah.
What else are we? What else are we? Aside from children of God.
House of God.
Yes.
Amen.
In the house of God, we function as what?
Priests. Body?
Priests. In the body.
Amen.
So we are priests in the body.
Yeah.
So as I was reading this last day's verse, it says, and the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priest goes in to look at the infection. Now, we are priests of
Amen.
God, charged by God,
Amen.
That the Son is inhabiting us in our heart.
Amen.
So when I was reading this, I asked, what is the condition of the heart of the priest?
Yeah.
Right? They are aligned with God.
Amen.
So when they go to the house, as it says here in the verse, when they go to the house to examine the house, they're examining to discern the difference between the infection and non-infection,
right.
Cleanliness, uncleanliness.
Yeah.
death and life.
Amen.
Right? Amen. What does the Lord do when he comes to us? When the Lord comes to us, he comes to us not in a condemning way.
Amen.
Right? Not in a way that says, you are so full of sin, I'm going to send you right to the lake of fire. No. The Lord comes to us in love.
Amen.
To minister his life to us in love.
Amen.
He dispenses himself into us for the purpose of cleansing us, to build himself into us that his glory would be reflected into us,
Amen.
Out of us,
Amen.
Right? He loves us, right? Like the verse that I was thinking of as I was driving here this morning is John 3:16. For he who so loved the world, he gave up his only begotten Son. Why? Why? When you ask yourself why? So that his glory is then manifested in us and reflects out of us, right?
Right.
For his manifestation on this earth to be a shame to the enemy.
Right.
For the God's glory to reign and shine out
Amen.
Across this land from his household.
Amen.
So when the priest, our heavenly Melchizedek, the Lord, Christ himself, comes to us, our house right here, to cleanse us, it is not for condemnation,
no.
but for him. For the love of his household.
Right.
And it's a corporate matter.
Right.
It's a corporate body matter. Because when the priest comes,
right.
it is not a matter of like, oh, the priest is going to tear down the house by himself and replaster the house by himself and take care of all the stones and put them out in the unclean place all by himself. No. Every one of us is a priest in this process.
That's right.
Right? So when, as the brothers were sharing, you know, and the sister was sharing this morning, when there's one who is lacking in life, they're brought to a meeting.
Amen.
And all the members
Amen.
Then can minister life and
right.
cleanse that
Amen.
Body.
Amen.
So the Christ is dispensed.
Amen.
It's a corporate body.
Right.
But I really enjoyed this one point, and I'll end here. I really enjoyed this one point, is that the priest goes to the house.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So if there's a situation in a brother or sister or in the household,
yeah.
the saints collectively they pray. For that household.
Yeah.
And pray for that sister or that brother. As we just did this morning for Brother Chuck.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then we go collectively
Amen.
As the body of Christ. We go collectively
Amen.
To that house
Amen.
And we dispense.
Amen.
To save that house.
Right.
To restore that house.
Amen.
To enliven that house.
Amen.
For the glory of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I'm reading a book called Chief Life. The Lord covers today. And also I started, it got my brain, it brought my attention that God called us to be priests of the gospel.
Amen.
Gospel. So we are the priests of his gospel.
Amen.
So, and then he said that in the New Testament, the gospel is telling us that the true life mainly involves worshiping God, meeting, preaching the gospel, serving God, and working for the Lord.
Amen.
And that's how we need to know to be in a true life.
Amen.
And then the entire New Testament does not present the matters in seconds. It is a systematic way. Rather, the New Testament record is according to the spiritual need. So that's the way the New Testament bringing us all together the true life according to our spiritual need.
Amen.
Then we say it takes the spiritual need as the center. The revealing is said to matter when he speaks of the spiritual need for the particular matters. You know how many matters are in the true life. Therefore, when the New Testament speaks of the spiritual matter, such as how to be in how to serve God, it brings out the practical aspect, but does not clearly point their details all at once. So God giving little by little, you know, that's why sometimes I don't get it things, you know, in the church, because I didn't know exactly that God is little by little, it's not at once.
Right.
I believe because you don't understand. So there are practical aspects, but does not clearly point out of their details or otherwise. For example, when Paul used the term priest of the gospel of God in Romans 15:16, he
das noches y tickle e lucid days. Rather, he merely brings it up in faith and passing in connection with the spiritual situation. Because of this, many, many have read the Bible throughout the centuries, but no many, many have seen the significance of the term free for the gospel of God. There are many other similar cases in which the Bible mentions certain matter without giving a particular explanation or thing. When we come to explore this matter, we need to take the view of the entire Bible.
Amen.
Unless we take this view, when we come to the matter of how to serve in God and preaching the gospel, we may never realize that we who preach the gospel are all priests of the gospel of God.
We need to
know that we are those priests, you know.
Amen.
The gospel of God always in our mind.
Amen.
So to function according to what God wants us, because he doesn't give you the thing at once.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, this topic, the cleansing of leprosy, on the surface you would, I would think, like, why do we need this topic? You know, I'm here in the church life. If I'm here, I'm not leprous, right? but the more you get into this outline, the more you really have to appreciate the Lord's, even the sequence of it, you know.
Right.
You go from Leviticus 11 all the way to 14, and then it's very, very, to me, I really have to thank the Lord.
Amen.
That we have to cover this topic.
Amen.
You know, when Brother Minoru started out sharing, well, what is being healed and what is being cleansed? Are they the same thing, or are they two separate things?
Yeah.
You know, being healed is to be filled with the Lord.
Amen.
But being filled is not enough, because we still have our flesh.
Amen.
We still have our natural life. And so therefore, you know, I really appreciate the wording here in day two. It says, cleansing from leprosy requires not only the action from God's side,
Amen.
But also the cooperation or the coordination from our side.
Right.
As lepers, as sinners, we need to seek for cleansing.
Amen.
Our seeking is for our cooperation.
Amen.
It's our cooperation with God's grace and love.
Amen.
Cleansing takes 7 days, which means it requires our entire life. Every day we have to come to the Lord and be cleansed.
Amen.
You know, I really appreciate Brother Hendrick last week. He said, by default, we are all death.
Yeah.
And I think we have to extend that. He said, by default, we are all lepers.
Right.
Every day we have to come to the Lord.
Amen.
And ask for his cleansing. Ask for his, our self needs to be dealt with. And let me just read a few other sentences in day five. Here it says, almost everyone can find an area in which to boast to glorify himself.
Amen.
And to make a display before men.
Amen.
This is typified by the hair of the head.
Right.
Moreover, it says, at the same time, man may also have natural beauty. That is some naturally good and strong points, which did not issue from the experience of God's salvation, but from natural birth. Finally, as human beings, we are full of natural strength,
right.
Natural methods and opinions.
Yeah.
Thinking that we can do this or that for the Lord,
yeah.
And that we are capable of doing all things.
Amen.
This kind of dealing needs to be deep and severe.
Amen.
This kind of dealing is deep and severe,
Amen.
Hurting us within and causing us much pain.
Amen.
This is what the Lord wants from
Amen.
Us. We have to be open to this. So that, you know, we won't repeat this again and again. And so therefore it says here, this shows that if we deal with our sin and our sinful self seriously, in a definite, thorough, and absolute way, we shall be clean.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It's more for the message.
Amen.
The message was given in the training. It was a very serious message. The brother said that Leviticus messages were given around 1980. In 1988, that's when we actually had a rebellion in the church.
Yeah.
And even the eruption broke out in the meeting.
Yeah.
And one brother, I remember in another situation, he was saying when there was a rebellion,
well, it's not a time to gossip because it spreads leprosy, right? So then he said all they could do in the meeting was to pray and read.
Amen.
That's all they could do to keep the lights. And I don't know, maybe the leprous ones left, but then sometimes you think, what do you have to say in the meeting then, the ones that are not leprous? Sometimes you just think, you know, you're so down, but if you pray and read, you touch the Lord, right?
Amen.
You get the life.
Yeah.
And then in Leviticus, when they're sharing, okay, and in Leviticus, the message on the life study, on the cleansing of the leper, it said, at the beginning, it said, this is a wonderful message on the cleansing of the leprosy.
Amen.
So on one hand, the leprosy is serious, but on the other hand, like the saints were sharing, the burn, the hyssop, it's a wonderful thing to be cleansed from leprosy.
Amen.
When I was trying to figure out, you know, is it healing and the cleansing the same thing, in the verse in Leviticus 14, the priest, he sees if infection has been healed in the leper, then the priest shall command, you know, the two living birds, the cedar wood and the scarlet, to be taken for the one who is to be cleansed. So there's a healing and then there's a cleansing. And then even after you're cleansed, you can still get leprosy again. You have to keep checking. They share in the message, in the training, the four principles of being healed was to believe, because in the Gospels it said the leper wanted to get healed, so the Lord said, your faith, you've been healed because of your faith.
Amen.
And the second one was obeying, because Naaman, that captain, he had leprosy and he didn't want to obey. He wanted someone to go shout out God's name or wave a flag, you know, wave something, but actually all he needed to do was dip seven times.
Yeah.
So you just need a simple obedience.
Right.
And then 1 John 1:9 is to confess. In Leviticus, if the leprosy is deeper than your skin, it means you didn't confess.
Amen.
And then the third thing was something we cannot do, and that's just to let the Lord's resurrection life, his healing life, operate within us.
Amen.
And in the life study, actually there's another message, and it says the first part is those birds and the stuff, but the other part were the offerings. The sin offering, the trespass offering, the burnt offering, and the meal offering for the supply.
Amen.
Amen.
When I think of this matter of a leper, I always think of an individual person, or possibly a colony of lepers that we've read about in our history books, or even in the Bible. But our individual leprosy actually can infect the house.
Right.
Right.
And the last day of this week, we see this house really is the church.
Yeah, amen.
Right? This is the lampstand of God. But if we don't deal with our leprosy, as many have already shared, then it can come back.
Right.
And in Leviticus 13, we read a little bit further than the section that we've been reading, we'll see that there's the raw skin that can appear, meaning that this leprosy is back.
Yeah.
Like, I've prayed many times that the Lord is a physician, but I never knew that there's actually a medical book in the book of Leviticus for all of these symptoms, all of these eruptions.
Right.
And this is something very serious because leprosy numbs.
Yeah.
So even in our experience, we can be a leper and not really know that we're leprous.
Right.
So that's why the Lord charges us that we need to continually be washed.
Amen.
This is why leprosy at this time cannot be cured.
Yeah.
We can be healed and we can be cleansed. And there's this constant washing and cleansing that goes on. And even the house. Like, how can this bacteria live on an inanimate object? It's something beyond me.
Yeah.
It's so aggressive.
Yeah.
It's very thick walled so that it can survive outside of the host.
Yeah.
And when you come into contact with it, you can also become leprous.
Yes.
One who has already been healed. And so this matter is not just an individual matter,
yes,
but really this is a corporate matter.
Amen.
This is a matter for the church to come to the Lord.
Amen.
So even as the church, we have to be we have to be aware.
Amen.
And we have to realize that this leprosy is so invasive.
Amen.
And it's so evasive.
Yeah.
If we don't come to the Lord.
Amen.
If we don't allow the washing. If we don't allow him to, if we don't come to the cross.
Amen.
So that all of these matters typified by the hair can be shaved off and dealt with.
Amen.
Even if they're sinning. That's kind of our job that the Lord did. He went out to people to heal them, right? I had a good experience this week. It was actually yesterday, last night. We had my family, you know, we've been praying for them to just be able to heal them and go to the Lord. And actually, they invited me to a costume party. So I'm like, I'm a follower of Jesus, so why am I going here, right? Delivered, right? But then the Lord says in John 15, 16, says, 15, 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you.
Amen.
So I was like, what audacity do I have to say that I don't belong with those people? I'm that person. Did the Lord not listen to all that bad music I was just listening to with me? Did he not cleanse me from that sin?
Amen.
So it's like, we have to really humble ourselves and not think we're too good for people because
right.
they're Savior.
Amen.
It's actually our job to go to them and minister the word to them.
Yeah.
And actually, there was horrible music playing, dark music, but I talked to three brothers and sisters there.
Amen.
I found three brothers and sisters there. I believed into the Lord.
Amen.
And I was able to get maybe one new believer
Amen.
Speak to him.
Amen.
And he started to wanting to know more about the Lord.
Wow.
So just the idea of continue to eat the word, but don't get too arrogant.
Amen.
Still be humble and know that the Lord is the Lord, and
Amen.
He can take his hand off of us anytime, and we can fall at any time.
Amen.
So stay humble. That's
Amen.
What
I'm
saying.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah, saints.
Amen.
I feel like there's been so much shared this morning. I was just considering what our brother is speaking, and you know, isn't that our experience during the week? The leprosy is interesting in that you can say that it's really an external thing. You know, it's bacteria that you touched or somehow you contacted and it creeped into you. And yet it's also something internal because it has to take within your body to then become leprosy.
Yeah.
But actually, leprosy in our experience is both external and internal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, don't you just feel like, you know, we're in so many situations, we're in death situations. You know, I feel like all week at work I'm in a death situation. And you know what? I have the experience of always feeling, oh, well, I'm right and they're wrong. And, you know, oh, look at those sinners. all these things within us, we are leprous. And outside, leprosy is contacting. But you know what? Hallelujah!
Amen.
I came to the meeting this morning. I came to the saints this morning.
Amen.
I came to the house this morning.
Amen.
You know what happened? There was many priests here.
Amen.
And you know what those priests were doing?
Amen.
They were taking the bird.
Yeah.
They were taking the sacrifice of the bird that's on the cedar wood that's tied with the scarlet and the hyssop,
Amen.
Dipped in the slain bird's blood, and they're sprinkling me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was sprinkled this morning.
Amen.
That means that we need the saints as a priest to sprinkle the blood on us so that we can be cleansed from our leprosy.
Amen.
I feel like I've been cleansed this morning.
Amen.
You know, saints, I really do. This is really experiential.
Amen.
You can come to the meeting, you can leave the meeting, and you just feel something's changed within your being.
That's right.
Something, all the deadness, all the self-justification, all the pride that you came into from the week, you leave saying, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the saints. Thank you there is a group of believers who are willing to get into the word with me,
Amen.
To touch you in the spirit, to have the eternal spirit applied to my sins,
Amen.
To be applied to my leprosy.
Amen.
And I also appreciate the matter of, on one hand, the leper needed to go seek the cleansing. So he needed to go seek the priest for the cleansing. So as lepers, we need to seek out the other saints. We need to seek out the priests who can help us be cleansed from leprosy. On the other hand, the priest actually went to the house. You know, when the house needed to be examined and to see if there's any more leprosy, the priest went to the house to examine to see whether there's any leprosy. So, you know, there's really two ways going on. On one hand, as lepers, we need to seek the help from the priest.
That's right.
On the other hand, as a priest, we need to go seek out the leprosy
Amen.
To help heal the leprosy in the saints.
Right. Amen.
And, you know, this is really God's way. I read Leviticus, the two chapters, 13 and 14. It's not easy reading, you know. It really goes into a lot of detail. It is like reading a medical book. You're like, well, this is very interesting. And then you look into the root of the hair. Is it yellow? Is it white? You know, but actually, who would know that in the divine word, it speaks Leviticus, Leviticus 14, 4 and 5, speaking about the cleansing leprosy. And then Paul interpreting that in Hebrews showing us that actually that picture is just the blood of Christ through the eternal spirit, offering himself without blemish to God,
Amen.
Purifying our conscience from our dead works so that we could serve a living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah for such a wonder. You know, thank you, saints, for getting to the word with me this morning. I feel so cleansed from leprosy.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for such a way he has for us.
Amen.